Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our show, Family Power Hour, and today we want to begin the show with acknowledging the Day of Remembrance, and we want to talk about, just briefly, about what happened 12 years ago in this nation where we experienced a once-in-a-lifetime experience where the World Trade Center in New York City was attacked, along with the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and those brave passengers on Flight 93 that perished in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
And today we remember our loss, our pain. We remember how the world changed. We changed. We remember the people who died and the family who lost their loved one. But we are a stronger, united nation, mm-hmm. and God bless the family that lost the loved one, and God bless America.
Yeah. It's just such a striking day for many of us here in the United States. We all remember where we were when those planes hit the buildings, and it's just an honor to be an American. It's an honor for those who gave their lives for our country.
You remember, Bryn, what you did in the September 11, 2001?
Well, I do remember at the time I was actually 9 months pregnant and ready to give birth, and I had family who lived in New York and worked in the World Trade Center, and so that experience was pretty amazing to experience and anticipate what was going to happen. You know, I looked for signs of connecting with loved ones in New York and making sure everyone was okay. And it was just such a difficult time. And just watching the scenes on TV was unbelievable and quite moving for many.
I came from the Middle East, so for us, every time for the terrorists, it was something that you live, you get used to living. But when I saw, it was a morning in my place, when I saw what happened, it looked like in a movie, you know. You don't think it's real. And I think it changed America. It changed everybody, the way you're thinking about life, about how strong you are, how you push your life. And I think, go ahead. And I think that's, let's remember, you know, all the people that die, and let's remember just the family. And
it definitely is an empowering experience for the nation. I think it really unified the nation, and to come together today, and even today, watching the commentaries on both the internet and on the news, it continues to be a great source. As a matter of fact, I was driving to work this morning, and I saw a gentleman with a huge American flag, and he was swinging it, and was on the middle of the road all by himself, and he was swinging this huge flag, and it was just great to see.
It's the time that we're proud to be an American.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about power, if we're talking about strength, this is a topic for this week.
Superwoman, the myth of being a superwoman. I think many women in America in this day and age have faced the difficulties of juggling husband, children, job, you know, just the responsibilities to parents and children. It's just amazing, and somehow we get through it. We get through it all. But sometimes, Billy, I have to ask you, is it healthy for us? Are we really, what are we doing to ourselves?
Yeah, but before I will answer, it is a very, very important question. Let us introduce ourselves. So,
yes, once again, this is the Family Power Hour, and this show will air every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your listening pleasure. I am Sheena Benjamin Wise, your wisest choice in family law, and I practice family law here in South Florida. And Dr. Billy.
I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm clinical psychology and family therapist, and my specialty is family, marriage, divorce, grief counseling, parenthood, and children drawing analysis. And since I don't believe in long therapy, I guarantee you start to see results after the first session. What is your phone number there?
Our number here is 954-783-9737. And you can, you know, if you want to give us a call, if you want to call into the show, it's 347-945-7246.
And I think we have a caller here.
I have a couple of callers.
Oh, yes.
All
it's
right.
It's a very hot topic.
Hi, welcome to Family Power Hour.
Good evening. Hello? Somebody there? No, we lost. I'm sorry with all the technical support and all the things, but we lost the caller.
Well, what do you think about what I said earlier about that empowered woman who's going forward? Is it really healthy mentally for us to just kind of push and push and push and push as we sometimes do?
It's a million-dollar question, you know. I heard for so many women that when you're busy and you're building career, you feel guilty that you're not at home raising your children.
Right.
And when you're raising your children, you feel that guilty you're not doing something for yourself. So the question, how you find the balance, how you're going to find the balance to do something for you as a mother, as a wife, as a friend, as a spouse, And how you can do something for your business?
I find that disappointment pushes me a lot. I don't want to disappoint, you know, the people that I'm responsible to, whether it's my clients that I have to go forth and go to court and prepare for their hearings, or a 10-month-old. So it's just, you know, you just feel that you have all this responsibility and you're pushing forward to get things done.
Yeah, I don't have small children, and now when I used to do it, when I do it now, every time when I'm in my office, I'm totally in my office. I don't think about my children. I don't think about other relations. I'm only in the office. And when I'm home, I used to try not to pick up the phone and try not to think about other people's problems. But it's difficult because you can't just cut yourself and just be one person. And it's like a jiggle in the circus. You have all the duty.
Right.
All the chosen house. And I wonder then if it's a health house. So we love to hear from you how you manage your time and how you handle this situation. And men, we love to hear from you about...
Yes. Especially the men, because I kind of feel like the men get off real easy. They're for the superwoman. They're, I'm going to support you. And then they let the woman do whatever.
do you know, it was a statistic that said that when women coming back from work, you know, she needs a second to change the head, and she can put the food on the table. She can talk on the phone. She can be with the children, help with the homework. But you know how long men need to change the disc in the head?
How long? Please tell me.
It takes between 10 minutes to 45 minutes, and I'm not joking. That's why they're hiding in the restroom.
I'm very familiar with that idea.
There's
an inertia that comes through that doesn't disconnect from things like laptops, right?
They're not joking. They really need to change the disc in the head to say, you know what, I'm leaving the working outside, and they give me time to adjust to be a father or a husband. And sometimes they don't buy. Sometimes they take a ride, as you think. But sometimes 10 minutes is enough. It's enough for them.
Well, tell us. Call us in and let us know, men, if you disagree with what we're saying and give us a different perspective. I'm going to click and see if there's a caller on the line. And hello, you're on Family Power Hour.
Hi, good evening, ladies. Hello.
Good evening.
How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing great. And tell us, for your experience, how to be a successful woman in this world.
You know, it's funny. This is the topic today. I was just saying on Monday, I said, well, I wish today would have like 50 hours so that I could have time to do everything. But it's
Can you share with us? You don't need it, but can you share with what you're doing, how you manage your time?
She meant manage her time. She may not.
It's a struggle, but keeping lists I find is a major way of managing my time. Doing a checklist every day or the night before. For example, I work a few jobs. I have at least three that I go to during the day. I have a 13-month-old at home, so I try to get things done the night before, which makes the night even longer because I'm not getting to bed at night and waking up at 5:30 in the morning to start the day over again. So I'm not sure if that's how I'm doing things, but I find that it gives me the extra time that I need. I'm not getting the 8 hours of sleep that's recommended or 7 hours that they say for people my age. But, you know, doing a list the night before or taking care of the lunch the night before, taking care of the clothes the night before, and trying to stay focused has helped in managing the time. But life doesn't always stay that way. You know, sometimes a curveball would come through and, you know, something won't get done. So it's not always easy to manage time.
Let me ask you, what do you do for yourself? I mean, do you find a time to do nothing or to do something that you like to do for yourself?
You know, I always find that I put myself last. I put everything and everyone first. And then I keep telling myself, I have to do this for myself. I have to do this for myself. And I keep reminding myself that I have to do it for myself, but it doesn't get done till the last minute or when it's really necessary.
Do you have a breaking point to say, you know what, I don't need it, it's enough, I just want to run away?
Yeah, there are times that happens too. So I'm like,
listen, we all are. So enough is enough. And
like,
so what are you doing?
Done.
How you can just, when it's happened to you, what do you do?
I just take a step back, really, and reevaluate how can I cut out certain things. But I feel like a pack rat sometimes where I have to keep all these things with me because I can't let one go. So it's a challenge, and it's an everyday battle.
Yeah. I mean, the word that we learned from you, it's really a challenge. And let me tell you, you're not alone. But, you know, sometimes when you're looking how you raise your children, how you manage the big company as a family, you're going to be very, very proud. But, yes, what we're talking for you, that it's a challenge. To be a successful woman, the first word we learn today is a challenge.
Yes. Thank you so much,
and good luck to you.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, we have another caller. But, you know, the juggling that I see in a lot of, you know, even it with some of my clients, there's a lot that's going on, and to stop and to, you know, try to take some time for yourself, it usually doesn't happen. Like the caller says, you really do not think you have time.
Do you find time to yourself? Because when I was with my children was young, I was trying to do twice a week to find time myself, even if half an hour to go to the gym. It was my medication. And I say, if mommy not going to be happy, no one's going to be happy.
Right.
So I really try just for half an hour to go, or just to walk if I couldn't go to the gym, just to find. And I remember that I told one of my patients that If you walk about 6 o'clock, just do a coffee, just sit outside next to the pool, just have your own time just for 10 minutes. Force yourself to do so, and sometimes that 10 minutes is I can do something else with the 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But challenge, yes, this is
yeah. So we have another caller. Let me click and see. Hello, welcome to Family Power Hour.
Good evening.
You have a question for us?
Are you there? And again, we're sorry it's taking time with all the technical support, and I think one day I'm going to learn how to do it.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening.
Hi, am I
good
on?
Good evening.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, Dr. Billy. Hey, Sheena. This is Lori Dubo.
Hi.
Hello, Lori Dubo. You are the best. Can you tell us what you're doing for your living? I mean, tell us what you're doing.
What you do.
What am I doing right this minute?
What do I do for a living?
I own a real estate company, and I am what I call a real estate concierge. So one of the things that I pride myself on is helping everyone else take care of their business so that they have more free time. And that makes it very challenging for me to try to find a way for me to have free time. But it's been an ongoing process for many years, and it's definitely not something that I think for me, I never completely find the balance. It comes and goes over time, and sometimes I feel much more imbalanced than other times.
We know that beside your business and beside that you're a very good cook and beside that you're a great a wife, you're involved with some women organizations. So share with us how you do with the balance with all the organization and how you manage your time.
Well, that's a really good question, and I do a lot of networking, and I am involved in many different or several women's organizations. And one of the ways that I've found to help create balance for myself is that I've created relationships in the networking organizations that I'm in, the women's organizations. I've created very close relationships and friendships. So I don't view my networking as work anymore. I view that as one of the ways that I take care of myself, because that's where I get a lot of my support. I'm able to give support and get support, and these people have become like family to me and very close friends. So it's a big part of my business, and it's a big part of how I treat myself to these relationships. And I never network with people I don't like. If I meet somebody, I'm not looking at how am I going to get business from them. I look at how can I build a relationship with them and get value out of the relationship. And very often that does turn into a good business relationship. But I found that that's the best way to build my business. That is how I built my real estate company, is building relationships, one relationship at a time.
So what we're taking for you, the second word, it's support. You say the first word was challenge, and the second one is support. You said it's to have a balance, it's to have a support.
Absolutely. And I've built a really good support system of people that I give support to and I get support from. And you're right, there are so many different ways that people can get support. From their family, from their friends, from their religious institution, from the people they work with. And I do think getting support is one of the most important ways to stay balanced. Because then,
Lori,
I know
one of the things that you provide as a service is you do a particular service to women and women going through some of these struggles. So the superwoman client that walks through your door, you know, how do you serve that person?
Well, I think I do. One of the things I specialize in is women going through transition. And my background is in psychology, actually. I practiced psychology for 15 years before I went into real estate. So what I do is when I meet a superwoman or I meet any client, I try to help them figure out what their goals are through the real estate that they're looking to change their real estate situation, that it's more than just a financial decision. There's a psychological and an emotional component to every real estate transaction, and I help them see the different ways psychologically and emotionally that they're either attached to their home or that they're making decisions that are based on more than just financial decisions, and help them to find balance in the decisions that they make, help them find balance in the world. And very often I'm dealing with people whose worlds are turned upside down because most
Wait,
people
and
have
we
a
know,
really...
Lori, you are the best, and nobody listening now right now, just a thousand of people, that we would like you to be an underwriter guest in our show to talk about money and relationship, about your business. And thank you so, so much. Keep doing the best what you're doing, and thank you for the call.
You're welcome, ladies, and you're doing a great job and really providing a service to women and people and families as well. So it's great to have you on the air.
All right.
Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we have the challenge. We do have the support. Yes, it's very important to find a support for a good friend, for a sister, for a brother. Or as Lori said, for every she's involved with so many organizations, networking group, and she found a time to networking, and that's how she found a support. So it's a great tip that we have.
Yeah. We have another caller, so I'm going to try to get them on.
Good evening, and thank you for calling for Family Power Hour.
Welcome, guest. You have a question for us this evening?
Lost the guest.
No. All right.
Let's try again. Good evening, and welcome to Family Power Hour. Hello? Are you listening? We're here.
Now, we know that if you have a question, you call in to 347-945-7246 to call in for your questions into the show. So we look forward to
it. And you can email us, you can Twitter, you can send us on the chat box. And when I see right now the question of the chat, one of the lady asked us, how you learn to say no to your children? Oh, this is a really, really good question.
Saying no to your children. I really would assume that the children think we say no a lot. But how do you say no to the children? And sometimes it is difficult because they're asking for something that you think they need or you think that they deserve because they work really hard, and it's just something you want to give them. But sometimes it just creates more pressure, you know, and stress for the parent. And it's quite interesting.
One of the questions that we have now, and it's really a great, great topic, Sheena, for the future, that if I be able to manage a big company as my family, why my salary is less? She's working in the bank. Why I get paid less in the bank? Because no doubt
right.
You can, I manage money. I manage catering. I'm driving
right.
Miss Daisy.
Right.
I'm a driver. So this is a great topic to talk about, why women get paid less. But, yes, yeah. When you are a mother, and a wife, you are running a big company. I mean,
yeah.
You're a driver, you're...
And I think, like, my most recent experience is if you get sick or you get run down, everybody in the household is like, wait a minute, you're not allowed to get sick. We need this, we need that, we need all this stuff to happen, and, you know, you can't say you can't because you're the only one who does it.
I think, you know, it's up to you. Yes, you say you can. Right now, it's my time. Right now, I need a half an hour. Right now, I'm sick. Mm. At least it's an emergency. I think we don't allow ourselves. We feel very guilty to take time for ourselves, you know, because if you just sitting reading read a book or you're just sitting and watching a soap opera, how can you have a lot to do? So I think that we don't even need to be afraid to say, you know what, this is our time. I need time for me.
Mm.
I think we have another caller. Let's try again. It's a lot of people calling and a lot of people asking questions via the chat box. You can do it. And let me give the number again. It's 347-945-7243.
Hello, you're calling into Family Power Hour. You have a question for us tonight.
No, so let's go to the break. You know, we have obligation for the commercial, so we'll be right back. And again, the number is 347-945-7246.
Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network. Tune in for Family Power Hour. Your hosts, family law attorney Sheena Benjamin Wise and licensed clinical psychologist Dr. Billy Eisenberg, will help you in dealing with the challenges of life's little trials and tribulations, the struggles of being a good parent in the age of new technology, and the desire you have for a better relationship with your loved ones. Sheena and Dr. Billy will offer insights on a variety of topics while welcoming your calls in a safe and open format. Learn from others, share your own experiences, and get the support and guidance you're seeking with Family Power Hour. Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network. Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern, tune in to Rightstream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's Wireless Companies, and the National Safety Council.
Good evening and welcome to...
Welcome back.
Family Power Hour. Who's on the line?
Hello?
I am not available right
Hold on.
Now, so please leave your name.
Hello?
Hello, good evening, and thank you for calling for Family Power Hour.
Hi, it's Barbara Manis. It's Barbara
Manis.
Hello,
Barbara. Good evening.
How are you all? Congratulations
good.
On your
Great.
Wonderful
good
show.
Your voice.
Thank
from
you.
Barbara, can you share us how you manage your time?
How I manage my time? Well, I'm not a mother, so that takes care of one problem. I am a caregiver. I am a business person. And I am a volunteer.
What kind of business do you have, Barbara?
I am a leisure travel consultant.
Excellent. That's nice.
Thank you.
And why do you need a travel agent now if everything is over the internet?
I'm sorry?
Why people need a travel agent now if you can use the internet?
Because you cannot get personalized service over the internet. The internet cannot solve your issues. The internet cannot give you exactly what you want and take care of every one of your dreams and wishes. The internet cannot make sure that everything goes right, and if it goes wrong, we take care of you.
Barbara, do you find that you have to encourage people to take vacation, to take time out of their day and schedule, to take time for themselves? Is this a challenge for you?
It's a challenge for me to take time for myself. out of my own day.
Share why? Can you share your story?
Well, three of my family have been very ill. I just lost my husband.
Sorry.
Thank you. But he had a motto that said, get over it, life is short, get on with it. So with every project, with every issue, with every anything that comes across my path, my motto is to get on with it. I treat everything and everything that comes up in my life as a business plan. How do I get from point A to point B? Hopefully it's a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
However, we all know that nothing is a straight line and that there are always bumps and adversities that get in the way. They become only a crossroad, but I treat each crossroad as a cul-de-sac, which means you always turn around and come back to where you started and continue on to the end of your plan. And that's how I get on with my day. Everything is a business plan. Everything gets rolled into one, and you just go from one step to the next step to the next step to the next step. The day is over, take a shower, go to bed, start all over again.
Wow.
So you said that, in other words, what we hear from you, it's planning. We have
yes.
a challenge, we have support, we need to plan. So if you, you don't plan your day, that means that you don't know what to do. That's how you plan your day, you plan your week, you plan. At least something happened, and then, you know, like at the circus, you know, everything just collapsed. That's
exactly.
So you planning your day, this is the key for the success.
My opinion, yes. Key for my success, anyway.
All right,
wonderful. You need a plan.
You need a plan.
All right.
Thank you so, so much, Barbara, and have a very good evening.
Very good, and thank you.
Oh, we're sorry. And again, sorry for all the technical support that we're still learning. Good evening, and welcome to Family Power Hour.
Hi, you have a question for us tonight.
We lost the caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
And how are you?
Good,
thank you for calling.
How do you like our topic tonight? The superwoman.
It's a beautiful topic. It's very important. Just a little bit of advice to all the ladies out there. Just give more responsibilities to your husband.
Oof.
And if your kids are a little older, give them some responsibility too. And as Dr. Billy said before, just find a time every day, like 1 hour for yourself. That's the only secret.
What kind of responsibility? I mean, can you force your husband or your children to take any kind of responsibility? It's a great word, responsibility.
It's not important. They have to be part of the family life. If the kid has to be in ballet class, so he'll drive them today and he'll drive them tomorrow. And you just share the work.
So what you said that you have like a family plan and everybody take another responsibility, that you delegate the responsibility to other people, the other family member.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you can survive. You'll have
yeah,
so many
yeah.
things during the day. I mean, like the other lady said, I wish there was 50 hours a day because there are so many things to do and you cannot do it by yourself.
What?
I see every woman as a superhero today, going to work for 8, 9, sometimes 10 hours, coming home, taking the kids to all activities, homework. I mean, it's nuts.
In what age you think you need to start to give your children any kind of responsibility?
It's even small activities, like the garbage out, that they did, clear the dishwasher, you know, small things.
I think this is important because in the line of work that I do, I see a lot of families falling apart and breaking up because of stress. Stresses on the parties, on the parents. And if you don't, like you said, caller, if you don't delegate those responsibilities and have some kind of sharing a balance of the tasks that are necessary to family, you're going to end up in divorce court or going to have some kind of problem. And that's not where you want. You want to keep your family healthy and
exactly.
Empowered.
If the woman's doing all the work, at some point she's going to feel bitter. Listen, I'm doing all the work. You don't give me a hand. I can't take it anymore. You know, it's a lot of pressure.
Thank you so much. And it was a great idea to share responsibility. So we have challenge. We have support. We have plan. And we have responsibility. And maybe we can build a superwoman that she knows what to do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for a great show. Thank you.
Thank you. For your experience, Sheena, as a family lawyer, that when family came to see you when the divorce, can you know about what kind of responsibility each one of the spouses is taking, I mean, in cases of divorces,
well,
regardless of the children?
It's interesting because when the divorce phenomena begins, there is always the discussion about how the money is handled in the family and how the expenses are taken care of. And a lot of times, the male figure, the husband, is the one who's kind of on top of that. And then mom generally has an idea or has her ideas on how to share the children or how to raise the children. And so what divorce does, it really magnifies these two areas. And so one person has their way that it should be done on all aspects, and the other person has their way it should be done, and then you begin this clashing. I think it's really important to come to the table with an idea on how to plan and strategize and delegate these different aspects of now there's going to be, you know, two families instead of the one family.
Try to work together,
mm-hmm.
And when you have a plan and when you, as you say, we delegate responsibility each other from the family member, it's easy, especially for the mother, that she knows that, as the other caller said, that when you're small, you can take out the garbage, you work with the dog, you just, even,
yep.
You know, just clean your room or just help with the dishes. And sometimes, you know, a mother says, I can do it better. Everything you can do, I can do better.
Uh-huh.
And they're afraid to delegate responsibility to the children. But it's a great idea to have a responsibility.
Well, Dr. Billy, we haven't heard from any men tonight. I wonder if they're hiding under, you know, their covers or something.
They just came home and they needed time to change the disc of the head, you know, for the other excuse. Yes, men, please call us and share with us your story. How do you see your superwoman? How do you see your wife? And how you, I mean, are you helping her? Are you feeling, are you sympathy with her that she needs to do all this duty? And
Or do you think she's crazy because she's trying to do all this stuff and you really don't think it's all necessary?
Or maybe you're lazy, you don't want to do your stuff because it's easy just to come when you're tired, when you're coming home for your work, I'm tired, it's enough. I wonder how the men, they have patience when they're coming home to help the children or really say, and they are sometimes the breadwinner because usually they earn more for the women and it's enough. What do you think, Sheena?
I think, well, just quickly, women are starting to earn more than before.
I hope so.
But I really don't know what the psychique of the man is. And they're welcome to come in and talk to us about that. But I think there's a different way. You know, there's a book called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, different ways that women interpret things and men interpret things. So, you know, they may believe that they're projecting a certain kind of responsibility and then the woman is not seeing that responsibility. So then there's that disconnect and miscommunication that occurs.
I will share something of my personal life, you know, that I have a new grandchild and I was so proud of my daughter and my son-in-law. They're doing everything together. I mean, they have the same responsibility. and how they manage the time, how they plan the time, who's wake up, the child wake every 2 or 3 hours, but they really manage the time, and it's not your baby, you're the mother, or you're the father,
right.
and the two of them working, but it's amazing to see how they're really sharing the time, really almost equal, you know, that's because she say he's the father, he needs to be there, and a very part of two of them, because this way it's easy for both of them. I think we have a caller.
We have a caller with a question.
Yes, with a question.
Hello, welcome to Family Power Hour. You have a question for us tonight. Hello?
Hello, am I on?
Yes.
We have a man.
You are.
Oh,
okay.
It's a very courageous man. Good evening.
Yes, I'm responding to your request for men to call in. So,
thank you.
Yeah, I have some thoughts on the myth of the superwoman. First, I'd like to say that I think there are some women out there who really are super. It sounded like one caller who basically said she uses planning really effectively. It sounds like she's doing a lot of things, and it seemed like she's not being overwhelmed by them because of this great planning. And I think there are men, there are people out there who do seem to be superhuman. But as far as the myth of the superwoman goes, I agree with what I'm hearing you guys say about shared responsibilities. I try as much as I can, and I'm sure I can do more to support my wife in sharing responsibilities. I think sometimes because of just there's certain things that she wants to do and feels need to be done, and she's not going to wait for anyone to be in agreement with her, and so it's going to happen, and she's going to do it. And I think sometimes a superwoman may get overwhelmed because she wants somebody else, whether it's her husband or her children or her partner or whoever, she wants somebody else to also see the need that she sees or to be on the same page with her and to be willing to participate in something that she's going for. And sometimes that's not the case. And so because she wants to have it or wants to make it happen, she goes and she does it on her own, and it can be overwhelming. But,
so what I'm hearing you say is that Superwoman needs to communicate and let people know what's going on and what they see needs to be done. Would that be accurate?
I think that would help, or at least recognize that the help's not coming because people aren't on the same page or aren't committed to what she's committed to, or don't have, I guess, just don't share the same interest. Or it could be that it's not on a timetable that works for them.
So what do you say?
I know when I want something. Yeah, go
so
ahead.
What do you say? That's your word. It's communication. Your expectation
yeah,
that she's gonna be more communication. She's gonna explain. She's gonna say what she wants. It's gonna be easy to understand what she wants, and that's how you can help her. It's communication.
Right, and vice versa. Communication back and forth.
Back and forth.
If you have that expectation that someone is gonna be behind you or beside you, and they're not, and you don't understand why, that could, I think, contribute to some frustration. But if you know that, hey, this is, you're on your own with this, then you make a choice whether or not to move ahead with it on your own. And I think it's easy. I know for me, it's easier for me to live with choices that I make when I know, hey, it's just me, and that's fine.
So, you that you try to communicate with your wife. Are you helping your wife?
Yes, I am. Right now, I'm on double daddy duty.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So, thank you so much. So, what we learn from you is communication. We need more to communicate. That's the main key for the good, a good relationship is communication.
Yes, and thank you so much for calling in with the male perspective. And I encourage other male callers to call in and let us know what you think about this topic and our perspective tonight. Thank you so much.
And we need to go to the break because of the commercial. You know, that's one of our obligations. And we will be right back.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to host Daria Ann for Right Stream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Right Stream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up. Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
All right, we're
back.
Welcome back. It's Family Power Hour, and the topic of this today is how to be a superwoman, a wife, a mother, a successful career woman. And you heard, you're not alone. Every other woman just struggles. And we learned here that you need to have a plan, and it's a challenge to be a woman, but you need to have a plan. You need to delegate responsibility, and most important is communication. We heard from the man that was courage enough to call us that
Yes. If
you communicate with your spouse, this is the most important thing, that you know what you want.
I just want to mention again that, you know, this show is here. We're here to share experiences for intellectual discourse. You know, we want the listeners to share and learn from each other. This is not an advice show. This is just a show for us to really explore different topics that affect our lives and try to figure out what we can do to empower our families and the families that we're connected to. So here I have a caller. Hello, welcome to Family Power Hour. You have a question for us this evening.
Hello. Yes, I just tuned in. I was listening for a little bit, and, you know.
Just
and
a second.
We
have another man. We have another man. Thank you so much. We're proud of you that you're calling. Yes, we hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm here right now. I'm looking at the myth of a power woman and how to juggle several things in your life. And
right.
I believe that my two cents is that it's got to be a two-way street. It's got to be even between the power, the superwoman and the superman.
All right. So what are the powers of the superman? What is that he does?
Well, for instance, the superwoman, from what I've been hearing and what I understand, especially in my life, having been married with a couple of children, is the woman, either she's not the bread maker, so to speak. She might be the stay-at-home mom. She's got to take care of the kids, or she may have a job as well. And that really does make her a superwoman because she has to juggle a lot of things and also find time for herself. How does she do that? Every individual, every circumstance is in each household is different. The man, by the same thing. He goes to work. He tries to be the breadwinner in many cases. And then he's got to come home and take care of his duties around the house and try to find time for himself as well. So
wow.
I came in a little late, but I think my point I'm going to try to make here is that communication, like you said, is really important. And I think it's a double-edged sword because if both couples are willing to communicate with each other and take responsibility, then I think it makes it a lot easier to juggle. But in a lot of these cases, and especially in the area we're at, because I dealt with a lot of women, and I'm a trainer, and I train a lot of women, and they haven't had the opportunity to get out and be themselves. They've got caught and locked up in an environment which didn't allow them to be themselves, which they lost self-esteem. They forgot who they were because they spent too much time taking care of the family, the household needs, making sure that everybody else's needs are met but their own.
Okay. So what you just suggest that the woman going to take, besides all the chores in the house, she's going to take care of herself. You say you're a trainer. Can you tell something, a few words about what you're doing as a trainer?
I've been a personal trainer and a fitness specialist in Boca for about 26 years now, and I've trained a lot of men and women, but the majority of my group have been women and predominantly from the Boca Raton area, and a lot of them have come to me to train them, to get them in shape, but have done it without the husband knowing because their responsibilities were to stay at home mom, take care of the kids, take care of the household, and be ready when the husband comes home. I think it's just been, I'm not sure exactly what it is. I don't know why they put so much pressure on the housewife and expect them to be the superwoman or whatever, and not letting her find her own identity. So what happens is the women came to me to train them so they felt good about themselves. And what we do is I train them, I get them back in shape, I get them to feel good about themselves, I get them to have their own identity. And we put them in a social environment. By staying at home, you lose that social environment atmosphere. You use that sense of helping out the household, contributing to the household. You think that your job is just to stay home.
What do you do when one of your clients just gives you the excuse of, oh, I have too much to do, I have to get the kids, I have to go and cook dinner, and what do you tell them to motivate them to take time for themselves?
You know, the most important person in the world is you, because you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this. But if you don't take care of yourself, the word is can't. You can't do this, and you can't do that. You won't be able to do that. So if the most important thing in your life is to take care of your family, you better be able to take care of your family. But in order to do that, you're going to have to take care of yourself, and that by being healthy. But I mean healthy in all aspects. Getting in shape is just one arena, because once you're in shape, your body's in shape. You're conditioning your mind, but you also have to have peace of mind too. Do you have a
right,
social
right?
Atmosphere?
Well, thank you so much. We're going to give you an opportunity to plug your business. So tell us where you are and tell us the name of your company and how somebody.
And where are you training?
I'm a trainer right now with a Busy Body Fitness Center. I used to own the gym of Boca Raton, and at Busy Body I train both facilities, east and west, and I am actually Billy's boot camp, the guy who originally started the boot camp program. A lot of people came to us, and we changed a lot of lives.
So, ladies and gentlemen, take the time to take care of yourself. There are people who are out there, professionals, who are ready to serve you both in a mental health capacity
and
a physical health capacity. Thank you so much.
And have a very good evening.
Thank you for listening.
You know,
you too.
It's a great topic to talk about mental and health, you know, how you can be, you can combine the physical state and mental state. It's a great day. It's going to be a great topic. Thank you so much, and have a very good evening.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we have time for
just one more caller.
Caller.
Sorry for all the caller, but we have just time just for one. Good evening.
Hello, welcome to Family Power Hour.
How are you? I have enjoyed this show so much. I have gotten so much great information from it. So thank you so much for this wonderful topic. I think a lot of the suggestions were wonderful. I've always believed that there's no magic formula, and you kind of have to try different things. And also life takes you in different places. So in different times in your life, you have to try different things. What I have recently tried is I've really made it a priority to exercise. And I was doing early exercise classes, and now I'm actually doing the 6 a.m. classes because I have found it so incredibly helpful for myself, and it gives me just a really great boost for the day. Another thing that has helped me in the past that I'm really trying to incorporate into my life is yoga. Yoga has been an amazing, amazing thing. And after I do one of those really great hour and a half yoga classes, I feel amazing for days, and I feel like I can handle things in a much calmer, more peaceful way, and things just don't frazzle me as much as they do when I don't do yoga. Unfortunately, I haven't found the right formula to incorporate that into my life like I'd like to, because the yoga classes are so long and I just don't have the time. So I think it's definitely a work in progress. I think I've picked up some great tips from you guys that I'm actually going to try to also incorporate, but I think you just got to try different things and see what works for you. And thank you for doing the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a very good evening. What we learned for today is how we can be the superwoman. It's a challenge to be a superwoman, but you need to have the support. You need to plan. You need to delegate responsibility, communication, and time for yourself. Go to do sport, as the other callers say, yoga. And, of course, the mental health. I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg, the clinical psychology family therapist, and as you heard, I don't believe in long therapy, and I guarantee you start to see a result after the first session.
I am Sheena Benjamin-Wise, the wisest choice in family law. I provide legal services in the area of family law and marital services. So if you have questions for us or you want to send us an email or tweet us, you can email me at sbwise@wiselawoffice.com or Dr. B. Eisenberg at gmail.com. You could also tweet us.
And please go to Facebook, Family Power Hours, and like us, and all the information you're going to find there.
Let's give the tweet. The tweet is at sbwiselaw, and tweeting Billy is at Dr. Billy with one L. So let's get her on board in the tweeting arena. So thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you so much. And you will see on Facebook the next topic. Thank you for the man that was calling and the women. And we all are superwomen. No doubt we are a superwoman.
Yeah, next week's topic, we want to talk about money and relationships and how that impacts the family and how I see it in my arena very, very much. So thank you all for calling in and for listening to our show, and we look forward to next time.
Thank you.